are listening to On Target. It's What's in the Grooves That Count. An hour of Northern Soul, rare groove, mod beat, and forgotten gems from the 50s all the way through the 60s to the early 70s. All vinyl, all 45 RPM. I'm your host, Mod Marty.
This week you can expect blues, popcorn, surf, garage, Northern Soul, R&B, psych and pop. We're just letting loose this hour to keep you company and feed your soul. This is the soundtrack of our lives.
Long distance information, give me Memphis, Tennessee. Help me find a party to try to get in touch with me. She could not leave a number, but I know who placed the call. 'Cause my uncle took the message and he wrote it on the wall. Help me, information, get in touch with my Marie. She's the only one who'd call me if I'm Memphis, Tennessee. Her home is on the south side, high up on the ridge, just a half a mile from the Mississippi Bridge. From her eye, but we were pulled apart because her mom did not agree and tore apart our happy home in Memphis, Tennessee. Help me, information, more than that I cannot add, only that I miss her and all the fun we had. Marie is only 6 years old. Information, please. Try to put me through to her in Memphis, Tennessee.
Heard him tell the National Guard he came to integrate him. doctor's gonna set me free. 'Cause on my side is Martin King and the NAACP. No more time, time, time. 'Cause I didn't do no crime.
Out of the gate there, we had Johnny Rivers with Chuck Berry's Memphis. That's a single from the Whiskey A Go-Go album. So Johnny Rivers was the first live act at Whiskey A Go-Go, and he had these dancing girls in cages. While he did his show, the girls became known as go-go dancers, and that term became universal, used everywhere. Then I flipped over Roger Collins' She's Looking Good on Galaxy and discovered this bouncing blues number called I'm Servin' Time. And that's by saxophonist Kermit Scott, a.k.a. Scotty, who worked with Fats Waller, Coleman Hawkins, Billie Holiday, Earl Hines, Thelonious Monk, and many others. And then finished that off with Jimmy Reed, Heading for Fall on VJ. The Rolling Stones actually cited Jimmy Reed as a major influence on their sound. They recorded a bunch of his tracks. Ain't That Loving You Baby, The Sun Is Shining, Bright Lights Big City, Shame, Shame, Shame. In fact, Little by Little, which is the B-side of their 1964 hit single Not Fade Away, was a pastiche of Shame, Shame, Shame. Jimmy Reed is one of the greatest bluesmen of the 50s and early 60s and a major mod influence. I used to work with this guy who, whenever he needed you to sign something, he'd say, put your Jimmy Reed down here. Or when he couldn't remember somebody's name, he'd say, oh, you know, Jimmy Reed in that office down the hall. And I always thought it was funny that he used Jimmy Reed instead of John Hancock or whatever people are used to using. Cool guy, introduced me to a lot of great stuff. In fact, introduced me to Keb Darge back when he did Northern Soul DJing.
Oh,
Devrons. Not to be confused with Burton Cummings' pre-Guess Who Winnipeg band. That's a track called Brand X. It was written by Mike Pell, who just happens to be Bruce Springsteen's manager. It came out on Lotus in the US, and I played it on the Canadian Barry label. Then, straight out of Fame Studios in Muscle Shoals, Jimmy Hughes. He creates a massive party around his infectious cover of A Shot of Rhythm and Blues. It would have been on the Fame label in the US, of course. In Canada, it's on ATCO. And finished in 1963, the Dartels' popular instrumental, Dartel Stomp, on the Dot label.
Thank you. happy music for all of the people. Ring out the news from the top of the steeple. Let there be love. Let there be love. Don't take the lovers from the world. We need the lovers of the world. And if we want a change in a world gone insane, can you blame us? Only lovers can save us. Only lovers can save us.
Topping that short stack was Ray Sharp, with the help of King Curtis and Jimi Hendrix, from the same session that brought us Help Me, recorded for Atlantic on the ATCO label. The Fifth Order followed that with A Thousand Devils Are Chasing Me on the Lorry label, and then finished everything off with Flip Cartridge, tracks called Don't Take the Lovers From This World on the Parrot label.
Years from now, I feel the same. Baby, now I'll come. Hi, I'm Levi, and you're listening to my dad's radio show, On Target, on 101.5 UMFM. Play it loud.
From the heart of Canada, you are listening to 101.5 UMFM, and this is On Target with Maude Marty. Stay connected. Visit facebook.com/ontargetpodcast to keep up with the latest episodes and DJ events featuring Maude Marty. Subscribe to On Target by going to on-target.podomatic.com. Follow us on Instagram at Maude Marty or on Twitter at Maude Marty. Find us on Apple Podcasts. Leave a comment and a rating while you're there. And now you can pick us up on Maude Radio UK. That's mauderadiouk.net.
Back in episode 258, a few weeks back, I played the Artistics' This Heart of Mine. And this week I flipped it over to reveal another Northern Soul dancer called I'll Come Running on the OK label. And after that, I flipped over the Martha and the Vandellas record I played last week, One Way Out, with a lovely stroller called Love Bug, Leave Me Alone on the Gordy label. And we ended that set at the Soul of Go-Go, also on the OK label, this time by The Vibrations.
Take your hand, let's stomp. Walk, girl, let's stomp now.
Bobby Comstock pushed us off with Let's Stomp, which came out on the Lawn label, and it continues to surprise me how dancey it is, and every time I hear it, I say to myself, I forgot how great that track is. I followed that up in mid-flight with two top drawer Northern Soul classics. The first is called They'll Never Know by Freddie Chavez on the Look label, and then Don Varner with Tear-Stained Face on the Quimby label. Absolute top tracks.
Thank you. picture white down. She gave me babies and made me a man. Don was my next love. Picture a blue dove. She taught me life.
LaVon and the Hawks were Ronnie Hawkins' backing band, The Hawks, with LaVon Helm on vocals. The track I just played, He Don't Love You and He'll Break Your Heart, was written by the lead guitarist, Robbie Robertson. In 1965, the group, as a five-piece after LaVon Helm left, was recruited to back Bob Dylan. LaVon Helm rejoined the group in Woodstock in 1967, and they renamed themselves The Band in 1968. That incredible piece of musical history was released on ACCO. And then Bob's crew and Gaudio were enamored with Tracy Day for a time in the mid-60s, and for a spell, coupled her with Gary Knight. The actual Gary Knight wrote an entry on 45 Cat for the record that I played, I'm Gonna Love You Tomorrow, on Columbia, thanking Bob Crewe for the time he spent with him and Tracy Day. They called themselves Night and Day. They put out two 45s and apparently had a wonderful time working together. I finished off with a lovely number from Saskatchewan garage band The Witness Incorporated. The track is called Visions of Vanessa and was the band's final single. It came out on Apex in 1968.
Just rings. Operator.
Some northern crossover that both warms the soul and urges you to get up and get down. The Light Drivers at the top there with the 1967 outing Operator on the Gemini label, and then First Choice with This Is the House Where Love Died on their 1972 Scepter label, just classic. Okay, get ready for more pounding rhythms from Willie Mitchell. Buster Brown's the name of the track on Mitchell's Memphis-based High label. And because you've got a little bit of extra time, I'm also going to play another instrumental called The Gallop, a bit of a play on The Horse by Cliff Nobles, but far more powerful and full of drum breaks. It's by the Chevelles on the Flaming Arrow label.
This has been On Target. It's what's in the grooves that count. With yours truly, Maude Marty. Join us every Saturday at 6 p.m. on 101.5 UMFM or visit us at umfm.com. Until next time, keep the faith.
Thank you.